When the Snow Lay Round About by James Forsyth. With David Buck as King Wenceslas, Mary Wimbush as Queen Drahomira, Philip Sully as Prince Boleslav, and Rosalind Adams as Sunny. On a summer evening of 1968, 1 hour before midnight, Warsaw-packed troops, moving with the coordination of an imperial army of the empires of the past, crossed the mountainous frontiers of what was once Bohemia. By breakfast of the following day, the whole of Czechoslovakia was under Russian control. In Prague, the ancient capital of the Bohemian kings, the bronze statue of Wenceslas looked down on stunned citizens and rumbling Russian tanks. Wenceslas looked down. Once again, the foreign hordes had come. This time, it was the crusaders of the new righteousness, riding their armored steeds against the infidels of the West and the heretics of contemporary Bohemia, Czechoslovakia. 1,040 years before, in the year 928, the imperial army of the Franco-Germanic Empire crossed the mountainous frontiers of little independent Bohemia. Under the command of Henry of Saxony, they also advanced at a slower, but no less ruthless pace, upon Prague. Once there, Henry the German faced King Wenceslas. Down below the royal castle, and in the forest edge beyond the great river which skirts its rocky base, a peasant is gathering firewood of winter windfalls. With him, his young nephew, Samo. At least, Samo? That's what Yanni thought.
Samo! Samo! Where could the young
devil...
Where's here?
Up here! Up in the tree! The branch above your head!
What the devil do you think you are, a squirrel? Now come down out of there!
I'm coming! Oh!
Samo, back up towards the trunk! Oh! Holy leave, monsieur! Jump! Samo? Samo?
Ouch, that hurt.
It was meant to. You could have broken your leg, your arm. And look at that mud that's on you now.
I couldn't know the branch was rotten, could I?
You could know that this was no day to take idiot chances.
These clothes weren't going with me anyway. Oh, it's torn your green cape. Sorry, Uncle Yanni.
No thanks to you, the branch didn't crack my skull. Now, where's the wood you gathered?
Over there.
Right, add some of this dead stuff you brought down with you and bundle it all up. The light's going.
Oh, look, Uncle. Little stack of loggings all ready, and they're old and dry.
Put that down. If you don't want another clip round the ear, do as you're told. That's king's wood for castle fires, not ours.
They're on your patch of the forest.
I know my patch. I cut them last year, and they're for up there. Look, see, the lamps are being lit up now. Just think, Samo. By tomorrow's sundown, it could be you that's lighting the castle lantern.
We need firewood more than the king.
Wrong, Patch, wrong. The king has 20 hungry fires to feed, if he's to keep his castle half as snug as our hut. I hope his wood fires are helping now to take away some of the chill that's in the heart of his holy Saxon guest.
You mean the emperor?
Saxon king. No emperor yet. Henry the Fowler, they call him. And he's got some of the hawk in him.
I saw some of his knights today. They were looking into the forest chapel. Are they Christians too?
Supposed to be. Here. Help me get this on me back. I don't trust that imperial hawk, and he don't trust us. Or why has he kept hundreds of armored knights round the castle and up the river by the ford?
Shall I tell you something, Uncle Yanni?
Probably, so make it short.
I'm really scared about going up there.
Well, as his page, you'll be close to the king, and you don't have to be scared of him. Everybody's scared of a new job. Well, I'd be worried if you wasn't.
You're not scared of anything, are you, Uncle Yanni?
Of course I get scared. We all do.
What scares you, Uncle Yanni?
Oh, I don't know. Lightning and the lone tree. The grip of a fire on a forest that's dry. And, females. And that female Drahomira right now.
Who's she?
Who's Drahomira, boy? Going up to be page to the king and you don't even know the name of his mother?
But I thought her name was Dromedary. Well, that's what Tata and Igor call
that's
her.
That's the nickname the forest folk give her. Because she drinks no water, keeps going forever, and gives us all the hump.
And is it true what Teta says about her?
What's that?
that Dromedary killed off King Wenceslas' grandma Boy, because...
One thing remember when you get up there. Give ear to every tale you're told, but don't repeat any. All I know is that she's like a witch with a warhorse for a broomstick. You never know when or where she'll swoop on you.
How could such a nice man as Wenceslas have such a witch of a mother? Hey, Uncle Yanni?
How could you have had such a devil of a father, God rest his roasted soul? Because your mother was an angel. So was the father of Wenceslas. An angel with a flaming sword, standing at the gates of Bohemia, protecting the Garden of Eden this country was to become, can still become now, if only Wenceslas can be let alone. We have peace here, the king's peace, the sort of peace that will let a promising young sapling like you grow as great and as strong as that great tree standing there in the clearing. Jesu, a lantern. Who could be coming this way through the forest now? Oh, no! Talk of the devil! I know that voice. Boy, it's her! It's your dromedary! And on foot! Get down! Down behind our bundles! Down!
Who's with her?
The Boleslav, brother of Wenceslas!
Shh! Oh, now, look, my cape is torn, and my best riding boots...
Clothes can be sewn and boots don't bleed.
A complete folly to come this way, and on foot, by carriage.
By carriage we could have been stopped.
We're stopped now. And not by Saxon knights, but by Bohemian mud. We'll be up to our knees in it if we go on.
Not my old knees. Get your breath back, boy. Well, I hitch up my skirts.
Oh, mother, mother, are we peasants?
Yes, and we'll be royal peasants till the day we die. Hey, look. Castle's a swarm with torches. The Emperor must still be there.
And were I the King of Bohemia, he'd never leave it.
And we'd never survive your folly. There is to be no bloodshed. Not yet. But Boleslav, get this clear. If your brother treats with the Emperor so that Bohemia is brought within the Imperial sway for our so-called protection, then nothing must be allowed to protect him. It is fate you must leave to me.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy. I'm not unaware of the love that continues between you two, nor should you think my love for him dead. But if Wenceslas signs away the independence of Bohemia, then he is a traitor, and as a traitor he has to die.
But you...
Boleslav, nothing is now so precious to me as the independent survival of this country.
Nothing?
Not even your life, my dear one. Certainly not mine. One thing I do respect in the Christians is that they see human sacrifice as a necessity, and it sometimes is. Oh, we go.
Ploughing through mud like peasants.
We began with the plough and the horse. So we will plough on now, and you will be horse. Now, take me up.
Oh, Jesus Christus.
When you swear, boy, swear by something really sacred to you. Now, take me up.
How you enjoy degrading me.
The truly degrading thing would be that one son proved too weak to make a good king, and the other too spineless to make a good horse. Now, stoop.
What a woman. Who's the dromedary now?
What was that?
Shut it, boy. On your knees. On your hands and knees, quick.
My mother, get down.
Someone laughed. That was no animal sound.
There. You.
Run. No, don't. No, don't run too late.
You. Stand where you are.
Oh, dear God, help us. Samu, leave this to me. Kneel down. Your Majesty's...
Who is it?
Who the devil are you?
Yanni, Excellency. King's forester, and my brother's son.
And what are you doing here at this hour?
Gathering wood for our fire. I live by St. Agnes Fountain,
you were hiding.
Sir.
Why?
Stealing the king's wood.
Oh, no, sir. No, only Windfall wood. Show their excellency some.
Then why were you going to run?
We were afraid that...
That what?
Afraid that having heard what we said...
No, I would never repeat.
Ah, so you did overhear what we said, did you? Answer me.
Answer the Queen Mother? Or with this hunting knife,
please,
pig?
Please, your majesty. We are faithful people. We are forest folk who know how and when to hold our tongues. The boy's trustworthy, too. Ask the king. Why else would he have chosen this boy to be his own page?
Whose page?
King Wenceslas.
Chose this boy for his page?
This wood was for a fire to make the boy's farewell supper. Tomorrow he goes up to the castle to start work.
Well, I think you'd better start work tonight, boy. What's your name?
Samo.
Good name. A great savior of Bohemia, Samo was. Would you like to help save Bohemia, too, from the invaders?
Of course.
The boy will come with us.
Oh, your majesty, his clothes and his...
And you, old forester. You go back to your hut. Yes, I remember you. Well, Yanni, if you breathe a word of what you heard me say this night...
I understand, your majesty.
Say goodbye, boy.
Uncle!
Oh, Samo, God is good. Remember that tree? We are the root.
Yes.
And don't forget us down here in the forest.
Go off with you, old root.
Uncle Yanni, tell Tata I...
Home, old dog, and take your bundle of wood with you.
I'll miss you, Samo.
Uncle.
Come here, boy. You see this Scythian dagger at my hip?
Excellency.
It slit the throat of a red stag today. And it will slit your throat. If you don't prove to my mother and me that what your uncle said was true, that the forest folk know how to hold their tongues...
Well, we do.
Then prove it right now. Put out your tongue. Out. Right out. Now, hold it. Right.
Was that necessary?
Yes.
You could have severed the boy's tongue.
Only a chuck under the chin. But, boy... Taste the blood, do you?
Yes.
Your blood. So, taste it. And never forget when you get up into that castle there to hold your tongue whenever you attempt to say anything about what happened down here. Or else all your blood is going to do what the blood of that stag did today. Stain the earth. Now, on through this mud. Up, mother. And on.
Get out, idiot. I'm going to bed.
Mother, I have to know what you told the boy to do.
I only told him to repeat to me what Wenceslas says in private. Have you left them together?
I'm taking him in now.
It was foolish to delay. The Emperor may go tomorrow. There's bound to be more talking tonight.
He was obviously suspicious of our sudden arrival. What did Wenceslas say to you?
Nothing. Nothing. He would never turn away the traveller at his door. I'll go now. Take the boy in to Wenceslas.
Ah, Boleslav.
Boy, there is your king.
And who is this?
By a strange coincidence, we met your new page at the forest edge. And his uncle, the forester, old Yanni.
Welcome, boy. Yes, I know your uncle Yanni. When he worked at the castle and I was a boy, it was he who taught me how to split wood. How to think the axe right through to the chopping block. Samo is your name, isn't it?
Yes, Majesty.
Well, Samo, this can only be a very brief welcome. Go, stand by the fire while I see Prince Boleslav out. Brother, you must forgive me if I cannot talk to you till tomorrow when I...
I know, but brother, as you talk with your imperial guest, please remember that though he speaks for an empire, you speak for a people who will never pay for peace by servitude.
There is, brother, service and servitude. King Henry and I serve the same God, as do my people.
But that's not true. Well, not all your people. Half of Bohemia...
Brother, please, not now.
But if you're proceeding on that assumption...
Boleslav, I am king. Your king, too. You must trust me, not our mother.
Oh, Wenceslas, if I argue passionately, believe me, it's not only to save beloved Bohemia from shame, but to save you from destruction. But, brother, I love both passionately. Oh, that you should know.
I do. And respect the fact. Good night.
Good night.
Well... Samo, come closer to the fire. For either you are frightened or cold, and no servant of mine should tremble for either. But as you can see, we have family squabbles up here, just as you have them down there in the forest, eh?
Yes, sir.
And if anything does frighten you while I'm otherwise busy, then you go to the castellan's wife, the Lady Beatrix. She is the most compassionate creature in the whole castle. Yet, if anything very deeply troubles you, then, busy or not, you are to come to me. You are my page. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Samo.
Sir?
You did not always talk with a lisp, did you?
No. No, sir. I hurt my tongue.
Yes. There's blood at the corner of your mouth. How did you do that?
I bit it, eating my food.
Sammo, your face is saying rather a different thing to me than your tongue is. Your family had a reputation for honesty. You cannot be in my service, you know, if you do not tell the truth. This is not the truth, is it?
No.
Then why are you afraid to tell me it?
Because I fell out of a tree and struck my chin and I bit my tongue falling.
I see. All right, boy, run along now. Go to the Lady Beatrix and let her put some salve on that after you've eaten.
Sire.
And, Sammo, your tabard is on inside out. Put it right, or in the kitchen they'll laugh at you, and to be laughed at on a first day in a new place is not very nice, is it?
No, sir. No.
Oh! Look out, boy!
I'm sorry.
Young goat. But it's all right. What we've dropped is not breakable, at least when it's signed. The Articles of Agreement, Your Majesty. Pick them up, boy.
Pick up the papers, Sammo.
Majesty.
Sammo is my new page.
Ah.
Cheer up, boy. This is Maki, the Castellan.
Pleased to meet you. Well, almost, for you nearly winded me.
Now, off you go to the Lady Beatrix. She will dry your tears.
Come now. Sammo is the name of a hero. This isn't very heroic.
Sorry, Lady Beatrix.
Cry so over a little hurt.
Oh, it's not my tongue. It's that I told him a lie, and I've never...
Shh! Here comes Prince Boleslav.
What's that? Why's the boy weeping? Why are you crying, boy?
Oh, because he says he told the king a little lie.
Did he? Leave the boy to me, Beatrix. Leave him.
Very well. Don't keep him long from his bed. The boy's tired out.
So we are a liar, are we?
No, Excellency. No, the lie I told the king was about my tongue. I said I'd hurt it falling out of a tree.
Hmm. And how do I know that isn't a lie to me now?
No, no, please, it's true.
It had better be. It's a much longer drop from here down to the River Rox than from the limb of any tree. What has the king said to you so far?
Not very much.
Then come and tell not very much to the Queen Mother and me before you sleep.
Beatrix, what was the page's...
Sammo.
Sammo. Sammo!
Sorry, sire. Sorry.
You must remain within call.
Queen Drahomir...
She's not queen. She is Queen Mother.
Gwentysus has no queen.
Queen Mother Drahomira wanted to speak to me.
So did the king. And he, not Drahomira, is the ruler of Bohemia. You are not her servant. Is that clear?
Yes, Baron Machi.
Not Baron. Castellan.
Oh, Castellan.
Poor lad. With so many new things, his head's a swim like a swilled cup.
Yeah. The wine and the other silver cups, Sammo, are in there by the great fire.
And King Henry of Saxony is astir, and you and I have to usher him in. And don't hold the royal cup as if it was a peasant mug. No. You're on duty. Follow me. Yes. Your Majesty, His Highness King Henry.
Come, friend, to the fire. Thank you, Machi. Leave the boy. I'll send him for you when we need you.
Your Majesty, Your Highness. Always a very... welcome blaze the morning fire.
Yes, the sun may be up and clear, but the chill of these nights at this time of year lingers till noon. And this morning we had the benefit of a specially skilled fire maker, eh, Sammo? It was your kindling, wasn't it?
Majesty.
My new page is a forest boy. Bring the cups here. Steady.
Yes, you'll need a steadier hand than that, boy. Practice falconry. Nothing like a falcon on the wrist to create a steady hand.
The visitor first.
Thank you, boy.
Now, sit aside, Sammo. That's your stool. Keep an eye on the fire. This cup, shall we say, is to the keeping of peace.
I drink to that. Wenceslas, last night, you said something troubling to me, so that I am still uncertain that you are clear about what we offer, and, of course, the price. Should the boy be here?
Nothing we may now say should be secret from my people.
That, too, worries me. Your degree of trust...
Henry, my brother in Christ, by any agreement to be reached about Bohemia, you were not to be my ruler.
Forgive me. With personal concern for you.
Last night, what troubled you?
Oh, only words to the effect that the tree of state, seen as a great tree, can only be strong if it stands quite free and its roots are respected.
And with that you disagree?
No. It is that, in making that statement, you seem to imply that we, of the Empire, and that I personally, did not want Bohemia to stand free.
But protected. I was only stressing the point that a plant protected can be overprotected. Come to this window. Boy, come. I want you to see two trees. That one, standing within the protection of the castle walls, my grandmother, Ludmilla, planted. As a sapling, it was taken from the river forest down there. It has sun, it has air, but it has never been buffeted by any great wind, and by the wall its roots are limited. It has never thrived. In fact, next year it will probably be a dead thing. But down there, and over the river by the forest edge, is a great tree that has always been entire delight to me. It stands free of the forest, but is neighbor to the whole empire of trees beyond. It enjoys the freedom of a tree in good native soil, open not only to the sun and the rain, but to the buffet of healthy winds also. It thrives. It will survive.
Even storms?
Even storms.
But not uprooting tempests?
Not tempests, no.
And from tempests, we would protect Bohemia. Tempests which will come to you from beyond the giant mountains, beyond your forest lands.
The Magyar hordes.
And the sword of Cilicia. And all the barbarian threat now building against Bohemia. Against these you simply cannot stand alone, now can you?
Close the shutters, boy.
Venceslas, why won't you give me your decision? Why won't you trust me? You who are so trustful of others.
It offends you, I know.
Oh, no. This is a matter above persons and the personal. But I must now begin my journey back, and if I do not go carrying your agreement, well...
Please, dear brother in majesty, sit.
Thank you.
Samo, pass that wooden casket to me. Thank you. Here, in the fire, is warmth. Here we have wine and bread. And here, for the moment, we have that peace within which can be nourished by these. This is all we need for life to be sustained in us, and God to give that life wonder.
All?
The rest is greed and ambitious illusions. My desire is simply that every man, woman, and child within our little Bohemia should have that peace and the provision to enjoy these needs. And if the general achievement of this were to reduce me and my own household to the same peasant simplicity, I'd praise God for it. I've tasted its joy. And the sooner we reach this simplicity, the sooner life lived as praise can be every man's privilege. And peace not be the mere negation of strife, but a positive joy.
Oh, a dream, Venceslas, a sentimental, though a lovely dream.
Neither sentimental nor a dream.
In this world, a dream, yes. But you cannot live your life as though you were an anonymous monk. And it is the dreamer in you that worries me. To be regal is to face the reality that crowns bring crosses.
I am talking of reality. It was not dreaming to have tended the vines and pressed the grapes which made this wine. I did so. It was not dreaming to scythe the standing wheat, thrash the chaff from the true grain, and see this bread into the oven and out again. I did so. And is it not a reality that you have come here and have honored me with these deep deliberations, and peacefully, not because you fear me, not because I hold immense forces as you do, or the rich resources of empire? You could so easily have overrun all Bohemia. And if you have held off, is it not because that deep in you, as in any man truly alerted to the goodness of God, you do realize, and not just at the altar, symbolically, that the bread, the wine, the warmth is enough, and his peace praised abundantly is the fulfillment of man?
Oh, the world. This wide world, what will it do to you, dear Wenceslas? I came alone, yes, because of you and what you are. And having come, I am more than ever determined to be your protector. And so the protector of your Bohemia. Therefore, do you accept our protection? Do you?
There is still one thing.
I need an answer now.
But this thing is crucial to what we would agree and to the whole success of that agreement. Because for my people to accept, it is the most difficult condition of all.
What condition?
The presence on Bohemian soil of foreign soldiery.
Foreign soldiery? But Christian knights and Christian fighting men, who would defend to the death all you so dearly believe in.
But who to our peasants are foreigners? It is I who am now being the realist, because I know my proud people. Why need any force be stationed on our soil when on any sign of invasion we can call upon
your... Oh, you have not admitted one blatant reality. That you have a house divided. There therefore has to be a force left here. If only sufficient to support you in any castle revolution.
What have you been told?
Oh, Wenceslas, I don't have to be told. I have eyes, I have ears, so have you. You are a house divided. And you know it. Your mother, your brother, the senior baron who would command all the royal levies, Baron Krok, and half the barons, too, are heathens. They don't think, they don't act as you do. They cannot tolerate your belief. Well, do you deny it?
No, I do not.
Ah, your own mother. When Ludmilla stood in her way, bravely teaching you the love of Christ, poisoned...
I know. The boy.
No, you need me. Bohemia needs me. And our protection. But I thought that under the one God we had agreed... Boy, these documents.
Majesty.
Wenceslas, I cannot wait. I will not make this offer again. Now, do you now accept our protection? These are, we agree, the only points at issue. Do you accept them? That as a token tribute, you render annually 120 head of cattle and 600 marks. That also there shall remain within your immediate royal domain. At your call, though under our command, 40 mounted knights and 100 armed men, that upon these acceptances Bohemia becomes tributary to the empire, yet ruled by you, and that rule to be under the letters of the law now native to her. That this is done in the spirit of the laws of God, as we jointly do reverence them within the revelations of Christ. There. Now do you, beloved Wenceslas, accept this. And now, do you? Do you?
I do.
Then sign these, and let us drain our cups, and let me clasp you to my heart. Oh, I'm not unmindful of your anguish, and of the personal strain.
Samo.
Sir?
Fetch Castellan Machi. Let my royal seal be brought.